mentored by Mike, and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted. Every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. We're here at the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, every Sunday morning. I'm Allison Norman. I'm a little off because I can't find my headphones. There we go. Good morning. Anyway, we have, welcome to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here, KSRO, every Sunday morning. Oh, that's better. I plugged in. It's so interesting to the difference when I can hear myself talk. Oh, anyway, hello. We have, I'm excited today's show. We've got, we have Bruce Ford, who is an appraiser. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
And we bumped into each other and reconnected, I guess. A couple months ago?
At
a VA appraisal.
That's right. It was in Petaluma.
VA appraisal, which is a more intense appraisal, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit
if we have
time, kind of the different kinds of appraisals that Bruce does, but also an independent appraiser, and I'll introduce him when we come back from the break, but stay tuned. It's going to be some good stuff. So Bruce has been following along, what's been happening with home values since the fires, and here we are heading in, almost a couple of days away from the this two-year anniversary. And a lot of stuff is happening. A lot of homes have been built, now changing hands. Lots are being sold, and so you're keeping a close eye on it.
Active market, and I'll bring you all up in detail, especially in Coffee Park and Fountain Grove in terms of lot sales, trends, analysis. It's what I do.
It's what you do. Well, good. Then you're the right person to be here talking about it. So that's NorCal Quality Appraisals, Bruce Ford. So stay tuned for that. We're going to just do a little bit of our usual real estate update and what's happening in the whole market of Sonoma County, because we are not just the burn zones, but it is an important part of the whole county, really. So, but it being the beginning of October, God, that's hard to say. Beginning of October. Here we are, Halloween month. But anyway, we've got all the, I usually touch on the active listings and all of that for each week. But now we're at the end of the month, we have all of September to take a look at what sold and what happened in real estate in the month of September. So I'll go through that briefly, and then I have an open house coming up I wanted to tell you about, and a buyer need that I'm really trying to fill. We talked about it briefly last week, but we'll touch on that again. And then the bulk of the show is going to be, talking to Bruce all about what's happening in Coffee Park, Fountain Grove, all of Sonoma and the fire zones. Yeah. Mostly, though, the city of Santa Rosa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I put on the Facebook page, I talked to somebody who is keeping an eye more, not on appraisal standpoint, but just on, what's happening in the rebuild process for Larkfield and the unincorporated areas of Sonoma County, because we've talked to David Guin a lot about what's happening within as far as the permit process and where we are in the rebuild, and hadn't really covered Larkfield. I'm trying to get somebody on to talk about that, but I have a little bit of information on that, and I posted a link on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I posted two links. One is the city of Santa Rosa, and it's an interactive map. The other is the county for all the unincorporated areas, and that's also similar interactive map. So if you go to the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook, you can find those couple of links take a look at those later. Right now, you want to listen in to the show. So what's happening for as far as sales? The September we sold 408 last month. So 408 sales. And then as compared to, there's 1,106 active listings. So, it's not horrible. But, we are definitely selling. What's interesting is the September of 2018, we actually sold less homes. So if anybody's feeling like we're not really, people are talking about things are slow, and I'm feeling it a little in certain areas of the market, and we've talked about that. There's other areas that are just kind of flying out as soon as you put it on the market. But we only sold 346 same month last year. So a little bit difference in the market there. Condos this September 2019, we sold 60. Whereas last September, we sold 39. So I think that's indicative of prices being up. We tend to sell more. I don't know if you see that, Bruce. When prices go up, we tend to sell more condos.
That's right.
And, you know, just because, once the prices start inching up, now somebody that could afford, a bottom of the market single family home, now they're looking at a price on a condo instead. So that's that. And then also FHA has loosened their rules on condo financing as well. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And then lots and land, which we're going to talk a lot about, what's happening with that. But we've been following along that residential lots currently active on the market. There's 375 in the 0304 zip code. There's 188. And that's those two areas where, Coffee Park and then up into Fountain Grove is the most effective. That doesn't cover all the fire lots, but a big chunk of it. And then in escrow, there's 45 sold in September, 17 in that 0304, 17 lots, residential lots sold, and then 25 in the entire county sold. So that's kind of the numbers. Active condos, there's 110. Multi-units, there's 35. And then mobile homes, there's 97. So these are active on the market. You could go right now, take a look at it, and put an offer in. Single-family residents, 1,106. So there's a lot of properties on the market. And, of course, that's all across the board. If you're looking at, $500,000 home, there's definitely not as many as there would be up in the higher price range. And I think we're seeing those higher price homes take a lot longer to sell as well.
Correct.
But interest rates are still, crazy low. And, it's a good time to get out there. A lot of people think, as we head into the holidays, they kind of take a little break and go, oh, I'm not going to sell today. We're not going to sell. We're going to wait till after the holidays. Or buyers are going, we're going to be too busy and there's no good deals. I would say it's really a good time to go out and look for a home. And a lot of times, and a good time to put your house on the market, because I think what you're going to get is the serious buyers. You're going to get, you're going to get who really needs to buy a home right now. And maybe the same if you have to put your house on the market. You're going to get a better audience. I think you get less looky-loos and more people that actually really have to
buy.
More serious buyer. And if you're a buyer out there looking, God, it's such a great time with the home values. The interest rates are so low. And we are, like I said, seeing some softening. And what I always recommend, buyers, and this is why I tell my sellers why it's so important to price your home right, is what I tell my buyers is if you're looking to put an offer in lower than, or maybe you're not finding what you wanted at $600,000, look at the homes that have been on the market for 30 days or more at $650,000, or even higher. I mean, you'd be surprised that where sellers will say, no, I'm not coming down. I won't take any lower than that. Mm-hmm. And you hand them an offer and they go, fine.
So they're exhausted.
And this is why as a seller, it's so important to price it right, because this is what a buyer's agent is advising their buyers. There's a lot of strategy in that. So, definitely have a good realtor that understands that whole process. If you're not working with a realtor right now, I'm glad to help you out. You can contact me, 707-799-3617 for that. And then just real quick, before we take a break, I am going to be at an open house today. I'll mention it again at the end of the show. I'll be at that 165 Massimo Circle again. Great property. It's built in 1982 and it needs some updating, but it doesn't need updating. It could use some updating. It doesn't need, somebody could easily move in there, live very comfortably. It was built really solidly in 1982, designed and built by the current owner. It was a rental for 5 years for, you know, they were renting it between $3,500 and $4,000 a month. So it's a good, you know, higher end rental home. Almost 2,900 square feet, big, huge open beam ceilings, or not open beam, but high, you know, cathedral ceilings, three bedrooms. Each room has its own bathroom, three car garage. There's so much this property has to offer. I would encourage you to come by and take a look. It's priced at $1,195,000. 165 Mossimo Circle, and that's off of Brush Creek. It's a great location, great neighborhood. So come on by and see me today. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we will dive in with Bruce Ford, NorCal Quality Appraisals, all about what's going on with the fire lots. And here we are.
Two-year anniversary.
So
amazing.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing what you have to talk about. So we'll take a little break when we come back, all about what's going on in Sonoma County after the fires. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Okay. We're back. Thank it's you. The Real Estate Hour here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And I'm here today with Bruce Ford, who is with NorCal Quality Appraisals. I shouldn't just say with. You are the,
Chief Appraiser.
Chief Appraiser.
Yes.
Of NorCal. Yeah. Quality Appraisals. And so Bruce brings over 27 years of experience as a major bank staff appraiser, AMC senior review appraiser, and an independent fee appraiser. Bruce is a CA certified residential appraiser with experience in all of northern San Francisco Bay Area counties, in addition to approved FHA and VA appraiser status. And then he provides a highly skilled level of valuation and consulting in all types of residential real estate assignments for many different uses, including divorce, trust, bankruptcy, corporate location, property tax appeals, and mortgage loans. And today we're going to be talking about, he also follows along very closely with what's going on with the Sonoma County wildfire recovery and what's happening with home values in that. So thanks, Bruce, for coming in. I think
Absolutely.
It's great to have you. So a wealth of information. And, you know, and appraisers are, it's a thinning group.
It's a thinning group. In the last 10 years, we've probably lost about a third of the nation's appraisers. It's just a tough area to get into because the regulations are so high and the economics have been working against bringing more people in. It's a highly skilled level of analysis. You're almost like a financial analysis. It's not just throwing a bunch of comps on a piece of paper and turning it in. The bar has gone tremendously high in terms of the expectations and the amount of regulations that follow. So I do, like she said, Allison said, FHA and VA. And just last week, I got my accredited green appraiser status.
Oh,
so I'll be doing a lot of green buildings and valuations. As the market moves, a lot more properties will be more energy efficient, more solar, come January 1st, all new residential properties will have to have solar panels. So the market is getting more robust and more complex. So having experienced local appraisers do your property, be it refi or from or a sale, not somebody from out of the area, but somebody local who knows the area. And so I'm experienced, grew up in Marin, like Allison.
I know.
And I live here in Sonoma County also, but I spent 2 years in Napa for World Savings back in the day. And so I've been to Angwin and Calistoga and all those places in between. So I enjoy Marin, Sonoma, Napa. And this is why I go this far, is because I have the experience and the local knowledge to actually deliver an accurate value.
That's great. Good, so, and that's important.
So the reason I came twice with Mike last in, 18, and we discussed the fires and so forth. And so I've got kind of pulled in. I'm the president of a local organization called the REAA, the Real Estate Appraisers Association. We have North Bay chapter. There's 80 appraisers in our group. So there's average length of experience, 20 years. So a lot of people who've been doing this for a while are very experienced, and it's good because at that time, we literally got a group together. We were booted out of the Petaluma Community Center because the fire victims moved in. So the day we were supposed to meet.
I spent a day there.
Yes. So the day we were supposed to meet, we couldn't because the fire victims had been camping out in the community center. So we quickly got our board together. We organized a large-scale event in December where we brought in attorney, project managers, fire victims, told them, here's a level of expectations that's going to happen. Here's the rebuild's going to take slow, but you have help, there's support. We even had the assessor come in from Sonoma County, talk about what's going to happen in terms of the reassessment. People don't realize, even though your home is gone, you won't be taxed on that, but you will be taxed on the land. So that was a surprise to a lot of homeowners, as all of a sudden, I'm getting a tax bill. Wait a minute, my house is gone. So I started this, believe it or not, even though I grew up in Marin, I started my appraisal career in Southern California. In fact, I was in the heart of the San Fernando Valley, and I was there in 94 when the Northridge earthquake hit. And so that was a big education on my part. So that was my first taste of doing casualty loss assignments. So that was a very intense time. It was at that time the largest earthquake ever in the state of California. And I think the devastation was, you know, went over $1 billion at the time. And the San Fernando Valley got hit really hard. So even collapsed the I-5 freeway, and they took them a while to get that, bring all back. So as I started down this path, and I wanted to talk about what's been going on in the fire zones, in particular, Coffee Park and Fountain Grove got the most headlines, and what happened in those areas. And I don't know if anybody walked in or drove through Coffee Park, but it was pretty much a moonscape after the fires.
I drove by. My daughter's house was right on the border, which is something maybe we can talk about, and we probably will. Homes that are not burned, not destroyed, but were right in the middle of it. So we drove in there to make sure, you know, to find out if her house was still standing. And you're right, it was like a war zone.
It was scary because people didn't know what to expect. I mean, what kind of support? What kind of, how can I find a contractor? What will the county do? What will the city do? How will the federal FEMA react? What kind of support will I get? And so
many unknowns.
So many unknowns. And that's really, it's intense and very stressful for a homeowner, you know, especially if you have kids and you're trying to raise them, you're relocating, and you got to find a new school, or you have to find a new location and find a new path to get to the school. So it's very intense. So what I started talking about and started thinking about was what's going to happen for those people in those areas. So the first thing I kind of discovered and drilled down is what is going to be the average cost for rebuilding a home. Now, Coffee Park is flat and easily accessible, and has always been, Allison, in your experience, a cookie cutter, a track home, very affordable. Close to the freeway, good location. And so anyway, the kind of buyers that come in there, families, starter home. I mean, at the time, you know, that was, the price point was a starter price point for Sonoma County.
And so really moderate income.
Moderate income attracted a lot of people who wanted a good location and a comfortable home in a great area.
Good school district.
Good school district, too. But now, the rebuilding costs have gone up dramatically. It's between, you know, 250 and 350, it's settling in about $300 a foot. And many of the insurance companies, you know, this is kind of a weather vane going on. And come Tuesday, the insurance companies, most of them, will cut off the rental living assistance for the fire
we've
victims.
Been talking about that. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be these people who are still on the fence have to decide what they want to do. Stay in the area, rebuild. They have to make decisions mm-hmm. that are critical to their life path. So this is a really incredible moment. So I started tracking the lot sales in those markets, especially in Coffee Park. And I went back every 6 months and I tracked what was going on. So originally, at the six-month marker, roughly March of 2018, the average median price for a lot, just for a bare naked lot, was $190,000. And then I kept thinking, well, what's going to happen? Are more lots going to come on the market? Are the prices going to soften? But believe it or not, the median price stayed at $190,000 at the one-year mark.
Wow.
And then a year and a half, it slipped slightly to $185,000. But basically, when I ran the data on Friday, it was still at $185,000. So what you see is a good, strong, healthy market that has not moved the needle left, right, north, south, mm-hmm. which is interesting because you think, you know, right now there's 11 lots for sale in Coffee Park. The average listing price is $177,000, and yet, you know, the average sales price is $185,000. So that's a pretty close to reality moment. That's mm-hmm. That's actually healthy, and you'll want to see that. What also happened was the market in Fountain Grove was more robust. It was always the move-up market, right? And those people, it's not like Coffee Park. It's different. Lots are larger, homes are larger, newer. Many of them have views. Mm-hmm. And many of the people who move into that Fountain Grove market have probably started out in Coffee Park, and they can afford a larger home.
Right.
A lot of professionals, a lot of Kaiser doctors
and
nurses.
Yeah, because it fits in with that range that they have to stay within
absolutely.
Both hospitals.
Yeah, and that was, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but we had not one but two hospitals critically impacted by mm-hmm. this Tubbs fire, and literally they've evacuated both of them at the time. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a jittery moment when you hear that. People going, I have to evacuate the hospital. And then the area around it was just devastated in terms of the way fire came down through Markwest Springs. This other market is Fountain Grove. It's a more move-up market, but it's more expensive. So the costs are higher because they're sloped lots. So many of these lots need engineering in terms of the foundations. People don't realize is Fannie Mae went through, FEMA, mm-hmm. went through, bulldozed many of these locations and took foundation and topsoil. So at the moment came where the homeowner had to realize, hey, if I want to rebuild, I'm going to have to pour a new foundation, which means I'm going to have to get hire an engineer, architect, much more cost. And in many areas, when you're on a sloped lot, you have to make sure that, you know, the load is bearing enough to hold a new house, be it one or two stories. So it's a much more difficult engineering feat and architectural task to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So that made it much more difficult and
much
more expensive.
More expensive, too.
We're going to take a break and go to the news. And when we come back, we'll talk some more with Bruce Ford, NorCal Quality Appraisals. Thanks for being here. I'm going to the news. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
ABC News has learned that the legal team representing the whistleblower whose complaint touched off the impeachment inquiry is now representing a second whistleblower from within the intelligence community. ABC's David Wright in Washington.
This is a development first reported by the New York Times on Friday. The Inspector General of the Director of National Intelligence had told House investigators that this second whistleblower, with firsthand knowledge of the events surrounding the president's approach to Ukraine, had confirmed the details in the initial whistleblower's complaint.
More testimony in the House impeachment inquiry this week. The first of 10 spacewalks to swap out batteries on the International Space Station going on. Astronauts Christina Cook and Drew Morgan are an hour ahead of schedule. They're so far ahead of the timeline. After a bar shooting leaves four dead and five others wounded overnight, police in Kansas City, Kansas are looking for, they say, more than one gunman. Police say they do not believe it was random. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A bit warmer for today, sunny at 89, 72 on the coast, partly cloudy tonight, low 51, 48 on the shores, 89 for Monday as well, 72 in Bodega Bay and sunny. Tuesday, though, a few clouds come in at 86, 72 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 on KSRO. And don't forget, you can go to KSRO.com, listen to the podcast. It'll come up shortly after the show. You know, you can listen to old shows, and it goes back to 2016. So that's KSRO.com, and you go to shows. The drop-down menu takes you to Ask the Expert, and then you'll find Allison Norman Real Estate. So it doesn't say Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. It just has my name and then real estate, but that is the Real Estate Hour. So take a look at that. Listen to some old shows. If you missed some data on from today's show, you want to hear it again, it'll be there. And then just to remind you all, if you're tuning in early for the Raiders game, we are the Raiders pregame show today. So, Joe, who's playing?
The Raiders have a home game in London.
So it's always London,
they are 2-2, and they're playing the Bears, hosting the Bears, who are 3-1.
Hosting, so, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, the pregame.
Did they bring the black hole? London.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think it got through customs.
Probably. Okay, good. So KSRO, stay tuned for the Raiders. And until then, you've got us here live, the Real Estate Hour. And I've been chatting with him. We're going to continue talking with Bruce Ford, who is an appraiser with NorCal Quality Appraisals, and following very closely with the Sonoma County wildfires. And you said you did a presentation in Modesto.
Yes, twice a year the Appraisal Institute, which is the largest appraiser organization, has a fall conference in San Francisco and a spring conference in Modesto. So we cover the state. And I was the closing speaker, so I talked about the casualty and losses and about this market and specifically and what's happening. And the good news, bad news is that we have other appraisers and other assessors from other counties. The Butte fire happened in Calaveras County. Unfortunately, in Butte County itself, Paradise was lost.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound so poetic. But it's a really gripping kind of moment to come to you, a fire, losing everything, trying to rebuild, trying to make sense of rebuilding your life together. And hopefully, you know, we're blessed to be in a county that has a lot of resources, that has good connections to government, banks, financing, FEMA, a lot of the senators and congressmen and local, state senators were helpful too. So this is a really huge rebuilding effort. So before the break, we were talking about Coffee Park. Coffee Park was a very vanilla starter. It's been rebuilt very strongly. In fact, I'll go at the end of the hour, I'm going to talk about the percentage of Coffee Park homes that have been rebuilt. It's really very strong.
Yeah,
but
good.
But the other market that was interesting was, and I've done many casualty losses for victims who needed a value either for their insurance company or for tax purposes. And so as a result, I've been schooled. I started many years ago with the Northridge earthquake. So I've got some background in doing these kind of evaluations. So interesting, we talked about before the break, is the price point for rebuilding in Fountain Grove, much higher.
Right.
Sloped lots, many with terrific views. Mm-hmm. And Allison, you've been up there many, many times, sweeping views of the city. And it's a great area to go to actually build, you know, a home, a large scale home.
Right, and we're talking about the multi-million dollar
absolutely,
homes up there.
Absolutely, and the price point up there before the fire was probably over 900, right?
Yeah, there was some of the lower areas were, yeah, maybe in the high nines.
Yeah.
Mostly, though, up over a million,
yes,
2 million,
exactly.
Three, you know.
So now larger sites, many that are sloped, have higher costs. So we're thinking 350 to 450 a square foot to rebuild, and in some cases, as many as 700, especially if you're building a larger home. So what I did is immediately after the fire, I started tracking those kind of lot sales that were going on, starting to see, believe it or not, 6 months after the fire, the market was ticking. It was active, and people were coming in, builders and people who said, hey, I can't deal with this. I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
But the price point had started to soften after a year. So you'll see at the six-month marker, the median price, this was just for a lot.
For the lot, yeah,
for
not
a vacant lot in Fountain Grove was $272,000. At the one-year mark, it was $265,000. So a very, 2%, 3% softening. At the one-and-a-half-year mark, $265,000 was the median price. And I think it's $285,000 now. I lost my screen. I'll go back to this there right here, Coffee Park.
So, and where Coffee Park was, what, $177,000 is the average listing price right now.
Right. And so Fountain Grove, believe it or not, most people who were in that market, they either want to stay and rebuild or, they said, I've raised my family, I'm done. So at the two-year market, it's $260,000. So just to repeat, at 6 months, it was $272,000, 1 year, $265,000, 1.5 years, $265,000, and $260,000 at the two-year mark. So we've seen the active market for vacant lots in Fountain Grove stabilize, which is a good thing. But the worrisome thing is the total of 310 lots have sold in the last 2 years in Fountain Grove, and now there's still 98 active lots for sale. Of those, 78 are in, active, 20 are in contract. The average listing price is $336,000, but like I said, the average sale price is $260,000. So there is a little bit of a disconnect going on, and it's good news. 2 years is a very good long time of market reaction. So this is a good analysis for an appraiser to do in order to see where the market's going. And so somebody, came to me and goes, if I bought a lot, would appreciate this much? I went, not really. What I mean? It's don't speculate on fire lots.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think the big concern has been is, especially now that we're at that 2 year point and people are deciding to sell. And if there's too many then that come on the market, then we do see that much more of a softening. And I think there's a lot of developers and just, people, buyers waiting to see if that's going to happen.
Absolutely. So what happens in this kind of environment, is we're at the two-year mark. And like we stated earlier, this is a point where the insurance companies will cut off the assisted living expenses for the fire victims. So those folks who are still waiting have to really make decisions about where they want to go. And the good news on the rents is that after the fire, there was an immediate spike in terms of A, the availability of a property to rent, mm-hmm. and B, price. Now prices have actually stabilized, yeah. and in many cases have softened a little. Mm-hmm. So we did hear a lot of, especially in the city of Santa Rosa, about rent control and so forth. But I believe the market has stabilized in terms of affordability.
And yeah.
It's not cheap, but...
No, but it is stabilizing. And that was one of the arguments for rent or against rent control is just let it do its thing and it'll figure itself out.
Absolutely.
The market will adjust itself as needed. And we're seeing that, but we also now have some rent control in there.
So let's look at the rebuild effort. And these numbers are kind of frightening. So we lost... 5,334 total homes lost. And people don't realize that was represented 5% of the city of Santa Rosa housing stock. So this is an abrupt event in terms of real estate and housing stock and buyers. It's a huge influence on the market itself.
Right, which was already a tight market.
Exactly. So the numbers that I just spoke of, the 5,334, that involved Coffee Park, Fountain Grove, Mark Field and Mark West Springs and the surrounding areas. And those are numbers were taken from the Tubbs fire. So the good news is that at the 1 year mark, 60% of the homes were not in the permit process.
Mm-hmm.
That mark has fallen down to 37 price. So right now, 1,970 are actually not in the permit process, but those homes are slowly coming back. Good news is, we have almost 2,000 homes under construction in the Tubbs fire that was affected.
Nice.
Yeah. And literally a year ago, it was only 23% were under construction. Now it's 36%. So you see a big jump in active home construction that's going on. And we've got 544 permits that are in process. Okay. So frighteningly, at the 1 year anniversary, there was only 1.3%. of the homes in the affected areas were actually being rebuilt.
Wow.
Now the completed homes is up to 16%. So that represents what, a 1300% uptick.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's a huge deal to see this kind of thing. So the good news is, I said earlier, I teased you, 88% of the homes in Coffee Park have been rebuilt. That's a huge number.
That is.
Yes. And the reason why it came back so fast is because it's flat. It's easy to get to. The infrastructure was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the curbs, the sidewalks, the streets.
Right.
They had underground utilities. So that was a really, actually, a fortuitous event for those builders in terms of rebuilding,
mm-hmm.
coming back strong. And the good news is that, you know, as a builder, they want to build one or two, I'll say maybe four models, and then give the buyers choices. But if they're all in the same area, people don't realize they all do. They all pour the foundations at the same time. They frame at the same time. They drywall at the same time. So if you've got a builder, if you're doing 5 or 10 houses at a time, and they're all next door to each other, you can speed
so
through the
easier.
Process
mm-hmm.
really fast. So that's a really good indicator.
Right. And if driving through Coffee Park, which I do a lot because mm-hmm. my daughter lives over there, it's I love seeing, you know, every time you go through. At first, it was just depressing to drive through. And now it's like, oh my gosh, another house went up and somebody moved in and there's mm-hmm. their car in the driveway and their plants mm-hmm. in the yard. And it's really nice to
see.
It's
very, very cool. I did a modular home in Coffee Park where literally it was built off-site. They brought it to the site on a flatbed
mm-hmm.
and then build it like Legos. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
The walls go up. They're all, you know, it was a rectangle, right?
Yeah.
Four walls go up. The roof, the joists come, you know,
yeah,
on the back of
a
flatbed. The only thing they did is, you know, they poured the foundation, but everything else was just built off-site and be able to erect it very quickly.
So here's a question for you as an appraiser. Does that appraise the same as a stick-built home?
It does, and it is a stick-built home. The difference in the market will be a manufactured versus a stick-built home. That's
okay.
where you really make a big distinction.
Right.
Okay. In a manufactured world, basically all you have to do is have the county approve your foundation, and once it gets trucked to your site, you know, that gets clamshelled. People
right.
seeing these like half a house
yeah.
flying down the freeway. So look closely next time, gang. You'll see a steel underbelly
mm-hmm.
underneath the home. And so literally those two clamshells get joined together
right.
and they get
and
the site.
Dropped onto
and then dropped onto the
And that's a modular
that's
rather or manufactured?
Manufactured.
Okay. And that is valued differently.
It is valued differently. And the sad news is that lenders treat them differently. They are only a smaller list of lenders who will actually touch a manufactured home. It's not all lenders in all venues.
Right, you're right. So, it's interesting. But the ones built off-site and brought in partially and then put together are considered a stick-built home. Okay, so let's take a break, and then we'll finish up in our last 15 minutes of home values and what's happening in the rebuild effort. So talking again to Bruce Ford, NorCal Quality Appraisals. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. And this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Here we are in the last 15 minutes of the Real Estate Hour. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Here today with Bruce Ford, Bruce J. Ford. Bruce J.
Well, that's my email. So if anybody's listening at home, you can get a hold of me that way. My email, Bruce J. Ford, all one string, BRUCEJFORD at yahoo.com.
All right.
Glad to answer any questions you have on any aspect of the North Bay real estate.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to call in, I didn't mention the numbers at the beginning because sometimes we just need to get through the information, but you are glad to take calls if we have time in the next 10 minutes or so. So call in number 707-636-1350. And then KSRO.com, we will have, and also on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I'll put all of Bruce's contact information. He does do fee appraisals. So if you need for anything from divorce, death, probate, bankruptcy, property tax appeal, prenuptial agreements, casualty laws, which is something you very much specialize in and we're talking about today. And then you do VA, you do FHA, do for the banks and for an individual. So 27 years of experience. So a great person to be talking to today. So there's more information probably than we have time to talk about.
Right.
But we've been talking about the recover, definitely Coffee Park recovered quicker, I think.
Stronger. And you think about the access to the materials and access to the actual properties, meaning if you drove through there immediately after the fire, the sidewalks and the streets are still, they weren't cracked, not like an earthquake, right?
Right.
Where there's fissures openly, to deal with. You had infrastructure that you actually drive up to, you can actually pour a foundation. And because it's flat and the streets are wide, you can actually do the rebuild faster than if you were in Fountain Grove.
Right. And then also there were developers that bought up chunks of different, lots and did it all at the same time, like you said. So Fountain Grove, definitely a bigger issue. The Mark West, Reebley Hills, all of that up there is, and Bennett Valley even, there's some stuff we don't talk about a lot.
Absolutely.
Much bigger process.
Sidebar, I did a property for an equity split in Bennett Valley, and they were deep in the fire zone. So literally probably 2 or 3 dozen houses were lost around them. They had a metal roof.
Oh.
Which actually probably saved them. Yes.
Yeah.
And the house next door, wood shake roof, is gone.
Right. Ouch. Yeah, and that's why the insurance has gone up so much for people with shake roofs. So switch it out for, yes. You know, it makes sense. Do we? So we're going to talk about the numbers, but I want to also ask you about home values and how, you know, the house next door to the new homes. How are those, the older existing houses, like in Coffee Park, how were they affected value-wise?
They actually did okay. You know, they didn't go up, they didn't went down, they stabilized, you know what I mean? There was, immediately after fire, this, what do you call it, hesitation. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a legacy of people around it, and they didn't know, hey, how do I feel about moving next to this fire zone or moonscape? Or worse, how long is this going to take to be rebuilt? Mm-hmm. But now it's been 2 years, and actually these homes are starting to recover. I do go into, I'll cover briefly each section of Santa Rosa, the Northwest, the Northeast, the
okay.
Southeast.
Well, let's do that because we tend to run out of time. So let's do that.
So my hometown, Petaluma, I was wondering what happened to values during the last 2 years. Did they go up? Did they go down? So I've tracked the median values in each of these sections. So in East Petaluma, after the fires, October of 17, the median value was 605. Now, 2 years later, large uptick. Now they're up to 690. So this is a very, you know, wide open market. There's lots of vanilla, cookie cutter, track homes, and it's very enjoyable. And Allison, entry level market, would you say?
Parts of it. Of East Petaluma?
Yes.
Yeah. No, there's some higher end stuff there too. Yes. But yeah, you're right. A lot of entry level.
And a lot of homeowners did leave Santa Rosa for Petaluma and Roner Park and so mm-hmm. forth because there was a good amount of listings available, then they could get in quickly. In fact, if they didn't want to rebuild, it took the insurance company, but they wanted to stay in Sonoma County.
Yeah, exactly.
So in West Petaluma, which is a different market, you know, there's less track homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's you've got homes from the 1880s,
right.
Victorian
yeah,
period,
the older
and so
homes,
forth.
The country properties.
A lot of country properties, a lot of acreage properties. So market in there is a lot more different. It's the acreage properties are driving values. So in October of 17, the median value was 785, and it went up a year later and then cratered just slightly during the winter, and it just went back up. And now they've gone up over the two-year period from 785 to 820 in their median value.
Wow.
But that includes, you know, acreage properties because I've searched up to 5 acres in mm-hmm. terms. I wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
that,
so
that
you
I
get
knew.
The higher price point
I
on that.
The higher price point. Let's move on to Roner Park and Cotati. We consider those one because the MLS does. So if anybody has
together.
If you're in a section, you know, oh, we didn't talk about, but now the new section of Roner Park is being built out right next to Sonoma State.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the K section, or somebody called the University section. But mm-hmm. I've done quite a few VA loans in that area. And it's a very, nice. They're new properties, and it's getting quite, there's several, I think three or four builders, KB, Richmond America, mm-hmm. Who are building new homes.
They're what, in the 7 to 8?
High sixes, low sevens.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's a different price point, but it's a new home.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick your colors,
right?
Your paint, your floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And there was a lot of concern when all those came in, how that was going to affect the rest of Cotati Roner Park,
absolutely.
The older 70s homes, you know?
Absolutely. So if somebody had the money and the time and the inclination and wanted to build and buy new, then the density is different. You have to go through there if anybody's interested. It's a lot closer. Lots are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking, you know, 3,500 to 4,000 square foot lot.
Right.
Much smaller than your average.
And mostly two-story?
Mostly two-story. So there is a minority of one-story properties. Huge, like probably 2 to 3 acre park in the center of it all.
Wow.
With ball field and clubhouse and so forth.
Nice.
So it's a very well-organized thing. And walking distance to Sonoma State. So
mm-hmm. the new Roner Park Station.
Absolutely. So briefly, 2 years ago, in October 17, the median price was $542 in Roner Park and Cotati. And now just a slight uptick, you know, less than 10%, up to $595. So let's drill down for Santa Rosa. In Southwest Santa Rosa, in October of 17, the median value was 510, and up to now only a 5% uptick to 535 in the Southwest in the last 2 years. And the Southeast, which includes Bennett Valley and so forth, the median price was 605 in October of 17. Now it's up to 645. So trending roughly the same way mm-hmm. as the Southwest. And now the Northwest, where Coffee Park was.
Right.
Right. The Northwest Center was a market, was 577 in October 17. And would you describe that as flatline?
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Yeah. So, and it's now at 586 today. So from 577 to 586. So I think briefly, the housing stock, the absence of homes in that market affected it slightly.
Yeah.
But now you've seen builders come in, and now the price point for the new homes is slightly above the median price.
Right, and that's why when I say I'm surprised, that's why I'm surprised. And I think if you broke that apart, maybe just Coffee Park, I think you've definitely seen an uptick.
Absolutely.
Bigger than that. The I don't know what percentage.
Yeah, this is
was
a broad swath. This is
of all of Northwest Santa Rosa.
All of Northwest Santa Rosa.
But yeah, what I'm seeing in Coffee Park is, you know, whereas, like we said, it used to be the affordable neighborhood, you know, close to schools, close, you know, a lot of rental properties, but affordable.
Absolutely.
Moderate income.
Moderate. Yes.
And now, you know, they're selling for what, 700,000, 800,000 the new stuff. And same thing over off of Parker Hill, that is it Aaron Drive, you know, over there, where another 70s homes that were moderately priced for the area. And now they're selling for $1.5 million. it's change neighborhood.
The builders who are in those big move up markets, I mean, it's right. It's higher than what it was 2 years ago. So hopefully the market will retain, accept, and those buyers will stay in the county, because you don't want people moving out. You don't want to lose, have a brain drain. And so it's really important that as many of people who lost their homes in the fire, please, you know, stay. Mm-hmm. Because we believe this is an excellent place to live, to raise your family, everything that goes with it, education, finance, healthcare.
Yeah.
We've got a great setup here. We don't want to lose it. So yeah, let's talk about Northeast, which includes Fountain Grove. And then this will be in our final.
And then we'll, because we've got a couple minutes to go.
Okay.
And I got a last minute stuff
exactly
to talk about.
So in this case, this is the only market I found in the Santa Rosa that actually has suffered a softening. And it's really because there's a lot less housing stock got hit up there. So 2 years ago, $715,000 was the median price. And today, it's $672,000. Now, you could attribute it to, because that's a mix. Remember, it's Fountain Grove.
Yeah, and Rincon Valley.
And Rincon Valley. It's a very mixed market. And as a result, I think it'll do well.
Yeah. It also pulls in Larkfield and Markwest.
Yes,
Reedley, all of that stuff. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to continue watching for the next year. You'll be following along, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how, if somebody was had maybe lost a home, or they are looking at buying, how can you help somebody with that? If
let's say they have choice, they go, where should I go? Where are the best value for my money? What markets have been trending higher? What school areas are more accepted and have better acceptability, higher scores, right?
Yeah.
You guys track that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Realtors,
yeah, the realtors can help with that as
absolutely
well.
So it's a really, really strong, interesting thing to do. And I want to make sure that I tell you about the kind of non-lender work I do.
Okay, yeah.
So
briefly, because we've got a minute left.
So what I do is a lot of stuff. I'll consult. People come to me. Majority of my non-lender business is estates or probate.
Mm-hmm.
People that come to me, if someone has passed in their family, and they say, hey, I need a value on the property to make sure all the stakeholders, this estate gets divided evenly, or an attorney, an accountant will come to me. And also I do, you know, a bankruptcy, tax appeal, equity split, you know,
A
husband and wife want to move on and they want, you know.
Right, and they need to get an actual appraiser. And most attorneys, I think, want an actual appraiser to do
absolutely.
It. There are some cases where you can reach out to your realtor and do that. The music's playing. We got to go. Tune into the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. I'll put Bruce's information quickly. Cell phone number 707-732-6403. That's how you can reach Bruce. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to be out at 165 Massimo Circle doing an open house today. Come see me. 1,195,000. Come on and say hi. We'll see you next week. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And now we join the Raiders-Bears broadcast in progress.
Man who does not have much experience in the NFL, played collegiately at Tennessee, he will be the backup. And all week long, Lincoln, the Raiders were focused on stopping number 20.